אל השם חזק ויאמץ ליבך ויאמץ ליבך
לשיעור בעשיריות.
Preparation for the lesson in the tens.
האם אתה דואג מהבוקר עד הלילה?
Are you concerned from morning till night how to bestow? Are you in such a state, in such an atmosphere? Is the light returning this to you when you intend for this? Do you have such a tendency, such an impulse, such a pressure inside? Do you have it or not? So let's start by awakening the deficiency. First question, why did we come here?
We come because even if we don't have these exact deficiency, which are really lishma for her sake, we're working on lo lishma, not for her sake, meaning we try to annul before the ten and acquire the chisaron, the lack. The ten itself expresses the chisaron, and this is the one that acquires it.
First of all, thank you for the question, beautiful question. We came here because we come here. We have to come here regardless of what's happening, what we're feeling, what we're thinking. First of all, we come here physically. And then we try to lower our heads and let the friend's influence work on us, and they're forming light.
Yeah, even if we come here and don't remember why, we now have a chance to remember and remind each other. And the minute we remember, we should see that everyone remembers.
And we want to come here in order to build a kli where we can give together contentment to the Creator by trying to be in a common feeling such that doesn't matter to us what is exactly the material we study, but what's more important is the result from the lesson, which should be the feeling of closeness and a greater dependency between us.
We come to the lesson because it's our lives. It's our source of life. And it's much more than whether I want to or not. It's necessity. Just like you have to breathe. So you have to have this moment in the day when you're filled with the strength to attribute everything to the Creator, all of reality. Now is the time to exert, to connect even more, and expect that through the connection we will receive the power of faith.
Well, we have to come to the lesson for the friends. And in order to attend the Creator.
Now we've acquired enough knowledge, but we need more labor efforts. There's a group, there's a ten, there's an order, there's everything, even too much. What we need is the exertion to really demand the lishma. What does it mean to demand a chisaron for lishma that will be revealed in the ten and in each of us together? So what does it mean to demand?
So we're using the lesson as a remedy, skula. So the light in it will awaken in us the deficiency. And to the extent that we exert, we labor, which happens in the ten, we awaken that remedy and that virtue to work on us.
To demand as hard as you can, like a baby that wants something that doesn't stop until it receives it. We have to do everything we can, make every effort to awaken the friends to be in that state of demanding.
To come here, we were brought here, no one was asked. We're sitting here. Now, where do we add? How do we create such a state where we add a desire of our own on top of it, our yearning?
I remember how my son asks for something. It's really crazy. Non-stop. He asks non-stop. He doesn't even really relate to what he's being, what answers he gets. Can I? Just like that. And it's an example to how we should demand, but demand the right thing, demand the kli. So we understand that what we need is a kli, a vessel to receive this abundance. The abundance is there. There's plenty of it. What we need is our connection, so we have a kli where we can feel this abundance.
In truth, I don't know what else to add. Still in the spirit of this week, meaning coming to the lesson, expecting the light, it would correct. And that should be our direction. How, as much as possible, can create the conditions for the light to shine on us.
I heard that if a person makes an effort, then there's no doubt that the ego is involved there. And all our work is only to come and let the Creator work.
A deficiency for Lishma is above reason. It's a deficiency to work only for the sake of the Creator, above my individual desire, above all my abilities in my soul. This ability should be aimed at bestowing to the ten, and in it, the Creator. It's true, it's above human power, and that's why I ask to have it. From whom? From the friends and the reforming light. So in the remaining 2 minutes, let's simply ask of the friends to have the intention to bestow.
We will merge together in a common desire and wait for the light to work.
The light would work on the friends, give them that true, honest demand from within, unbreakable, independent of everything, that doesn't stop until it receives.
To approach this work with gladness, this work called above reason, and not avoid it, run away from it, but yearn for it.
And throughout the lesson, we should hold one another, pull internally one another into the thought, the feeling, the perception that we are in one common desire together with the Creator.
To ask that the friends will have that power of faith. This will fix everything for them in life.
I think it's time for a song.
Hallelujah.